A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Listen, I'm happy but not satisfied. I think when you look at a conference across the board, we can get better at everything we're doing. But there's so much upside, possibility, and opportunity for us. So there's not one thing in particular. I just think in general we can get better at everything we're doing. And that's the goal.
You talked about gambling very early. Is there, you thought about 10 years ago was a big deal, the discussion about coaches giving participation lists on 48 hours before games so that to stop, which would stop gamblers from paying money to managers or something. What are your thoughts on that? Is there the NFL plays?
Yeah, I haven't really thought much about it, to be honest with you. That hasn't been a part of our discussions internally, but obviously something, you know, we can vet out, but haven't really focused on that.
Hey, Brett, would you be interested in the CFP director's job?
No. I love this job. I said recently it's the most fun I've ever had professionally, but with the conferences going, and, you know, every commissioner's job is different. Because every conference is in a different place. This is the perfect place for me, and I hope to be here a long time.
What do you feel that job needs replacing Bill moving forward?
Listen, Bill, he's got his fingerprints on this thing. I mean, the job he did, it was fantastic. And, Bill and the committee will make a decision on who to pass the baton to. I think Bill will always be a fixture. It should be. Someone they can lean on. Don't give it to Bob Bowlesby as for me. So I've really thought about what's needed. But obviously, Bill has grown this thing tremendously. And, you know, I think about Bill just passing the baton, but he'll always be there. Don't give it to Bob Bowlesby.
You're talking about the opening game. Obviously, a lot of the excitement there is due to the brands that both teams have established over the last 6 months. Just from afar, your view on Colorado and kind of what they've built and kind of creating that excitement, has that impressed you?
Listen, they know brand. I'm a brand guy. I think they've done an incredible job. If you look at kind of how they're elevating and amplifying their brand and engaging with their fans, they've done a wonderful job. So I wish them well.
Talk about your first experience, but more experience on the college football side than you had, obviously. What surprised you most about that role stepping into the first year?
Growing up in the Northeast, I didn't have a lot of exposure to college football, so taking this job really immersed me into, you know, college football, generally speaking, and I love the pageantry, the rivalries, you know, the energy around it, and especially in our markets where, in many respects, they are the only team. You know, they're not in New York where you have to share a voice issue, as an example. So, you know, you go to a Saturday game, it's a big event. It's the big event business. So I really got drawn to that. And then, as I mentioned in my comments, going to the Fiesta Bowl this year was just incredible for all the right reasons. And again, sharing it with my big result in charge. So I look forward to season number two.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You mentioned that your relationship with Lawrence would be really good, someone that you've been really relying on.
I've leaned on Lawrence a lot.
beyond just him being the chair. He's become a dear friend, a friend for life, in fact. And, we have a lot of chemistry, and I'm excited to maintain and grow my relationship with Barnes. Obviously, he's a member of the board, so I'll be seeing him quite often, but lean on him a lot.
Fred, on NIL, there's obviously a different state laws in one uniform and a federal one. If you kind of look at the different state laws, it's almost, I don't know if the threat's the right word, but it's a competitive
problem. No, as far as I'm concerned, schools have to adhere to NCAA rules. Hopefully with some type of federal legislation, or it'll be federal preemption, state laws, so there is that uniformity, and that's what we're hoping for.
Hey, Brett.
When you do look at the potential of college players in this conference, for you to be able to be able to have representation in all the time zones, what would that mean for the brand name of the
Big 12? I'm sorry, repeat the question.
Would potentially, if there ever was to be expansion of the Big 12, to have the representation in all the time zones, what would that mean, especially?
Well, I mean, listen, we're the only conference that are in three, and if we went to four, obviously it makes us a little bit more national, and from that regard, we offer different windows to our TV partners, different windows that we can afford them today. So I guess it would be a positive if there was the right fit.
Texas and Oklahoma have obviously carried recruiting for a while in this conference. What challenges and opportunities do you see for everybody else in this conference when it comes to recruiting?
I'm not sure they've carried recruiting. They haven't been in the championship game here for couple of years now, and all the other schools have done an incredible job, so I'm not sure they've been carrying this conference. I mean, I love Texas and Oklahoma,
sure.
Don't get me wrong, like I said before, I got great relationships with them, but our schools are doing an incredible job in recruitment. Look at TCU's run last year, 80% of our teams made the ball games last year, so everyone's in a great place.
Brett, who would you say has to make back off the
I'd say, listen, we've got a great collection of friends, and all of them bring something different to the conference, when you think about value. But, I love all of our brands, and being with ESPN and Fox supports us the opportunity to grow all of them on a holistic basis. So, again, there's not one in particular. I think they're all great.
But, so, piggyback off of Chris's question here about recruiting, those two teams haven't been in the Big 12 championship last year. But they have signed the majority of the top 100 kind of confidence that you just illustrated there for the remaining teams. And
I think they have the confidence. I think they come here today and tomorrow thinking they've got a chance to win a championship and return to AT&T Stadium. So maybe I'm naive to it, but candidly, I think all of them are doing a great job, and all of them feel on day one they got a chance to win a championship in the Big 12.
Hey guys, two more
questions. There's lots of balance.
Brett, when it comes to Rucker Park, is there still a hope of having an exhibition game in 2021?
Well, I think we'll do some type of exhibition game, but I think it could be more of an alumni game. The NCAA has put those summer exhibitions on pause, so I think we'll be looking at an alumni game. But yeah, we want to continue to activate at Rucker Park. It's a historic, great playground, and we need to be in that market.
Last question.
Brett, do you see any timeline on expansion, or do you want that resolution in the next few weeks?
I mean, listen, from my perspective, I've dealt with it for a whole year. So sooner or later, it'd be nice to just kind of push it aside and just focus on the things that are most important. But, I guess there's no timeline specifically.
All right, appreciate y'all.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.